KBW. For DJW, this is KB80SQ. W4DJW, this is KB80SQ. W4MKH, this is KBHQ. Do you have a copy?
KBAESQ, this is W4MKH. Good copy on you, sir. Back to you.
Officer in Columbus, Ohio. Heard you guys, this is a good repeater here down there in Greenville. And used to live there in South Carolina. My son lives down in the Myrtle Beach area. So, real familiar with the, I know that's up there in Greenville. Never have traveled up that far. I was always down around the beach there. So, I'll say 73s to you. Thanks for coming back to me here, here on Echo Link.
W4MKH standing by for the net.
JCQ standing by for the net.
QCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by APRIS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then please give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the regular, the individual radio frequency groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. There are 14 early check-ins, including myself. I have W2MJB, Mark from Simpsonville, W4FCM, Mr. Fred in Traveler's Rest, and his wife, Miss Isla, N4IEI. Next, I have Mr. Leroy checking in from Taylor's, KA5WLL, and Jim checking in from Pelzer, KW4TS. I miss him checking in from all over the country, but I'm also glad that he gets to be home. So, next up, I have John checking in from Belton, KJ4HKC. Andy checking in from Table Rock, KI4LDI. Next up, I have Mr. Jerry checking in from Anderson, N4DJC. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR. Then I have Pat from Malden, K4OSH. Bill from Anderson, KC4W. Mr. Marshall checking in from Jacksonville, W4MKH. And Shane checking in from 6 Mile, KJ4HYC. Thank you to all those who took advantage of the pre-net check-in. To do that, you go to brars.cc and follow the links to pre-net check-in, and it's quite easy. Frees up your evening, or it just makes it so you don't have to sit next to the radio. You can just turn it on and listen. So I'm glad that several people are able to take advantage of that technology. first, I would like to give an opportunity for any new ham radio operators to check in if you're new to the hobby or you have a new call sign or are want a little extra help checking in, or if you don't want extra help and you just want to check in here at the beginning, this is the opportunity for any new ham to check in. Just come on the line and say net control, and I'll walk you through the experience. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to go to Echolink stations. So, Echolink stations, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, and I'll hang around.
Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Lima, Alpha, Zulu, Jim in Simpsonville, and I am negative and negative. Good night, tonight. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Oh, please check in, Kilo, Yankee 4, Echo, Foxtrot. Barry, I'm in Central. I have no announcements and no comments. Thank you for calling in the net.
Kilo, Foxtrot 4, Charlie, Kilo, Tango, John, and I'm in Honeyapax, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everybody on the net. And I'll just be short time tonight.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Victor India X-ray, John Greenville, negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. And Mr. John, I have you down for some rag chew later. Next up, I'd like to welcome Jim, checking in from Simpsonville, KK4LAV. Thank you for joining us tonight. Next, I have Barry from Central, KY4EF. Thank you for joining us tonight, Barry. Then I want to welcome John, checking in from Honeypath, KF4CKT. Then I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Greenville, KM4VIX. Thank you for joining us tonight, John. All right, is there anyone else on Echolink? Anyone else that would like to check in at this time? Echolink stations, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, we'll go ahead and move to our RF groups. And tonight, being Monday, we will start with group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around a little minute. We want to say hello to John.
4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thank you for joining us tonight, Harry. And I have you down for some rag chew later. Next up, I'd like to welcome Gene, checking in from Taylor, W4FHJ. Thank you for joining us tonight, Gene. At this time, I'll switch to Echolink for a moment. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4HTP.
And 4HTP, please check in, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa, landing via Echolink, Liberty, in and out.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Landon, checking in from Liberty, KG4WNP. Thanks for joining us tonight, Landon. Hope you have a good evening. All right, we'll go ahead and back to the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight. Thank you.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose. KO4HKX. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Hope you're having a good evening up your way. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima. India through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Kilo, go. KG4J.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I had some trouble with that last signal. That station, if you could recheck, I got KG4. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hopefully we'll be able to follow up with that KG4 station, and he'll check back with us again in a minute. At this time, I'd like to welcome James from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for joining us tonight, James, and I hope you have a good evening. All right, we'll go ahead and give another opportunity here for India through Lima. Any stations with the letters I, J, K, and L in the suffix of your call, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. For Juliet, India Alpha, that's KG4JI, Dennis on the portable tonight in Gaffney.
4HTP. It's a pleasure to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, your net control tonight. At this time, I'd like to welcome Dennis from, who is portable in Gaffney, KG4JIA. This time when you checked in, I could hear you. There was the distortion that there was the first time. So thank you for checking back. Then I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and his wife, Miss Donna, from Greer, KK4JBQ, and KC4MFK. Thank you for joining us tonight, Larry, and I hope you have a good evening. All right, it looks like... Let me make sure I'm turning the page here. Didn't want to miss anybody. All right. We're going to go ahead and move to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you're ready to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Please copy Kilo 9, Oscar Hotel, that's K9OH, Billy and Anderson. Also, please check in Kilo November 4, Delta Bravo, Quebec, that is Nancy. We'll both be in and out this evening, 73 Del.
Net control.
Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, W4MHE,
Melvin and Hendersonville.
And also, please check in Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KC4PAM, my wife Pam. Thanks for calling the net, 73 all.
HTP, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
For HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. Mobile ROM PMOS tonight. 7PD, Wendy, and Mark, and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative.
It's TP. Nice to hear your voice again on the radio. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, Lake Bowen, and Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4, HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4, NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Deer Camp in Liberty, South Carolina. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Wendy. I'll be in and out.
This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Billy checking in from Anderson, K9OH. Thank you for joining us tonight, Billy. And bringing along Miss Nancy, KN4DBQ. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Nancy. Next up, I'd like to welcome Melvin, checking in from Hendersonville, and Miss Pam, W4MHE, and KZ4PAM. Hope you're having a good evening out your way, Mr. Melvin. Next, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, checking in from Piedmont, KK4ONO. Miss Lorena brings along her husband Rick and daughter Michelle, KK4PMW and KM4MOQ. Miss Lorena, thank you for checking in tonight, and please pass along my greetings to Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle. Next up, I'd like to welcome Fred, checking in mobile in Piedmont, KO4NNH. I will pass along your greetings to Mark, and thank you for checking in on the net tonight. Next up, I'd like to welcome Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Thanks for joining us tonight, Walt. Mr. Walt is the net control for Tuesday night, so check back in around 9 o'clock tomorrow night, and Walt will be the net control. Next, I'd like to welcome Chad, KO4NUE, checking in from his deer camp near Liberty. Glad to hear you made it out there. It's a beautiful night. We have partly cloudy here, but it's a good temperature and not too humid, so hope you're enjoying something different. I don't know if you're actually outdoors or if you're just, you know, closer to the outdoors than you are when you're at home. So anyway, hope you enjoy your evening out there. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group, Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Control, recheck.
Recheck.
Hey, Wendy, this is KO4NUE. Put me down for comments.
This is KN4HTP. There we go. I'm looking at your call sign and saying mine, and it didn't work for me. Anyway, thank you, Chad. I have you down for comments, KO4NUE. All right. Is there anyone at this time in the group, Mike through Papa, that would like to check in? Mike through Papa, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP, this is Marion checking in from Seneca, KO4HJO, that's KO4HJO. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. All clear.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Marion from Seneca, KO4HJO. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hope you're having a good evening. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
HTP. Yeah, I don't know where you are in the alphabet or if you're all the way through, but please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty, Mobile and Duncan headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments.
4HTP.
4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna, and I'm at home in Campobello tonight, and I will be negative and negative. Thanks, Wendy, for calling the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Rusty, checking in. He is mobile in Duncan, WU2T. Thank you for joining us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're safe out there on the mobile. Next, I'd like to welcome Anna, checking in from Campobello, KO4RYP. Ms. Anna, thank you for checking in tonight. Good to hear you on the radio. All right, at this time, it looks like we can go back to EchoLink for just for a moment. EchoLink stations, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Control KO4RMD, Matt from Richmond, Virginia, checking in. I'll be negative and negative 73 to everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to thank Mr. Matt, checking in from Richmond, Virginia tonight on EchoLink. KO4RMD. Thank you for joining us tonight, Matt. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or net control to check in.
KN4HTP. In Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve and Emmons, and I'll be negative and negative. Everyone have a nice evening.
HTP. In Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Please check in. Kilo 4, Z Alpha Whiskey, K4ZAW. Stamos, and I'm mobile, headed down 25 South to South Grand.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, checking in from Inman. KN4VWA. Thank you for joining us tonight, Steve. Next up, I'd like to welcome Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County. K4XB. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tommy. And I have Mr. Amos checking in. He is mobile. K4ZAW. Thanks for joining us tonight. I hope you are safe. Have safe travels out there on your mobile. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for anyone listening in the group Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please check in by calling KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to our next small group, our last small group for the night, and that is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP.
Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor's, negative, negative.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Good to hear you calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY, this is Daniel and Taylor's.
Wendy, please check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. We live in Pickens, negative and negative, and good evening to all.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Thank you for joining us around the radio, Keith. Next, I'd like to welcome Jim from Taylor's, KO4BDM. Thank you also for joining us tonight. Next up, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thank you, Dave, for all the extra work you put in to help this net run smoothly. Next, I'd like to welcome Daniel from Taylor's, KI4DTY. Thank you for joining us tonight, Daniel. Then I'd like to welcome Roland from Pickens, K1DJW. Hope you are having a good evening out your way. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
For HTP. Wendy, please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2 BYQ Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
4HTP. Miss Wendy and Mark and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mark and all on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Thank you for joining us tonight, Dave, and I hope you're having a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome Gary, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS. Mr. Gary brings along his wife, Ms. Joy, K3JOY. Please pass along our greetings to Ms. Joy, Gary, and thank you for checking in tonight. Gary calls the net on Wednesday evenings, and often there is a, oh, what's the word, swap? Swap net. There we go. So that's interesting to listen to, what's available and what people are looking for. So please check in with Gary on Wednesday night. All right, at this time, I'll open it up to the big group, which is Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Anyone else listening out there who would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
For HTP, this is Alpha Charlie 6 Indy Whiskey, Jeff in Greenville.
For HTP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Nelson. Mobile. From Greenville to Spartanburg. Negative and negative. Over.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Nelson, checking in mobile, KO4GUN. Thank you for joining us tonight, Nelson. Then I had another station checking in from Greenville, Alpha Charlie 6. And then I didn't get the rest of your call sign or your name, and it was because it was an unexpected. And so I had to think, oh, Alpha Charlie 6? Whoa, where's that one from? So anyway, if you could recheck with me with your call sign and name, that would be great.
6IW, Alpha Charlie 6, India Whiskey. And the name is Jeff with a J, Juliet Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, 73.
Thank you, Mr. Jeff. AC6IW, thank you for checking in tonight. It's good for me to have some variety here, so I appreciate you helping me out with that, getting your call sign correctly. So, is there anyone else out there in the group? Alpha through Zulu. We're checking anybody in. If you're listening in, please give it a try. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Good evening, Wendy. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Hotel Uniform. KA4KHV, George and Pennsylvania.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome KO4KHU, station from Simpsonville. It's funny to me how sometimes we Simpsonville stations have a hard time hitting that repeater. There's a lot of noise in your signal, but I think you said your name was George. Do I have that correctly?
04KHU,
that is correct. Thank you. K04KHU. Thank you for joining us tonight on the net. All right, is there anyone at this time? We're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. To the net, please check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG, Danny. Over here in the great metropolis of Gastonia. 73s. Good net and good night.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome Mr. Danny checking in from Gastonia, KO4ISG. Thank you for joining us tonight, Danny. Hope you have a good evening out your direction. All right, this is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so now. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2. Tonight, for RAG 2, I have first up my friend John from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. What is the weather like out your direction?
This is KN4RJN. Well, it's cloudy. I can't see squat outside. I was out there just a little while ago. Didn't rain today. It's been dry, and it's cooled off a little bit, but we're going to be socked in with clouds here for a few days. I think it's supposed to clear up on Friday, and we could actually get some sunshine again, which would be nice, but the sky has been pretty gray all day. Other than that, what's it doing down your way?
HTP, well, it's partly cloudy, so I can see the moon, and I was expecting to see a brightly shining Venus not too far from the moon tonight, but I couldn't make it out. Those planets, they really move around on me. But yesterday, yesterday was Saturday, I guess it was, I could see the moon, and Venus was very bright right there. So it's interesting to me. Two nights later, I can't really make it out, but we do have partly cloudy.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, it's they tend to move on you. That's how they got their name. But in any event, there is a meteor shower coming up here that'll peak on the 21st of October, the Orinids. Unfortunately, it'll be a full moon the day before that, so it'll be still pretty full the night of the 21st. But it's the Orinid meteor shower, which actually occurs somewhere mid-September up until, early November. But it's going to peak on the 21st, and what you need to do is get up in the wee hours before dawn, around 2-ish, and go out and take a lawn chair and probably a coat because it'll probably be cool. Lay back, let your eyes adjust, hope the skies are the area around you fairly dark, and look about 30 degrees either side of of Orion. And again, there's going to be a bright moon, so it's going to wash out a lot of it. They appear to come from Orion, but you can spot them anywhere in the sky, so look away from the moon. And give that a shot. But if it's cloudy on that night, check it the next night. Again, it'll be visible up until, you know, early November in any event. Won't be quite as quite as many. They expect in about 20 or so meteors an hour, which is pretty good. And they travel really, really fast. So they put on quite a show if you can see it. So mark that one on your calendar, and unfortunately the 21st is a Thursday, so if you have to get up and work on Friday, that might be problematic. But anyway, give it a shot.
Like a really good one to catch. So the name is Orius, like Orion. Do you mind spelling that for me? but I am definitely going to be looking, checking that one out. 2 a.m. is not a problem for me. We can probably all survive one night with just a few hours of sleep.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, it's they appear to come out of Orion, which is why they're the Orionids. So it's Orion with an ids on the end of it. I don't know how to spell that, but hopefully it'll be clear. Problem is it'll be a full moon, so the moon's going to wash out a lot of it. So you need to be in a kind of a dark place if you can get there. But yeah, I generally do that with a lawn chair, and usually that time of year it's a little cool in the evening, so take a coat, pot of hot coffee, and don't need a telescope, don't even need binoculars. Just lay back, let your eyes adjust to the dark, and watch the show.
4HTP. All right, Orionids, I got that. Thanks for your honesty. I don't know how to spell it either. I guess I was asking you, and you were asking, so. Anyway, I look forward to that, and I hope that my eyes can adjust and that I can see what the moon won't mess it up too much for me, although I do really appreciate the moon, so I wouldn't wish that away. So, you had a chance to unpack more boxes, or are you pretty much moved in?
This is KN4RJN. We've unpacked about all I think we're going to unpack. There's a few stray boxes sitting around that'll probably be sitting around when we move, but again. But, yeah, we've got pretty much everything taken care of. She's wanting to paint some more walls, and there's a few pictures still that need to be hung up. But we're, for the most part, pretty well moved in, so that's good. Went to the doctor today. He looked at my scar and checked my leg, and it's seems to be working, and I'm getting better. I can walk without a cane, not real fast, but I can walk without a cane and go up and down steps and that sort of thing. So it's getting there. I'm staring at a box across the room here, and I'm wondering what's in it and why I haven't emptied it out yet. But anyway, but that's it. I think I heard that there was somebody else wanting to do rag juice, so I'll go ahead and back on out of here. You give my best to Mark, and 73s to everybody. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Thank you for hanging around for some rag juice. I'm glad to hear your leg is alive and it's working better, so good news on that. All right, I'm going to take a little break here and see if there's anyone that would like to check in. We finished the main portion of our net, but at this time I'd like to welcome anyone I've missed for comments or for check-ins. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
SCC. Whiskey Tango 4, Sierra Oscar, John in Johnsonville, South Carolina, the bank keeps changing, and I'm off here.
4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I guess I need to, well, I know. there's some static on the line, so if you could repeat your call sign, name, and location, that would be great.
Whiskey Tango 4, Sierra Oscar, WT4SO, John, Johnsonville.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, I got you, Mr. John. W24SO, Whiskey Tango 4, Sierra Oscar. Thank you for checking in tonight. Don't know why we do seem to have a little more static on the crackling for the EchoLink stations, too. Somebody was reporting that on the EchoLink. There's a spot for text messages, but anyway, thank you for checking in tonight, John. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP. I got November 4 Alpha. If you could repeat the rest, that would be great. KN4HTP.
I have November 4, Alpha, let's see, K, Kilo. That's in my own sign, call sign. November 4, Alpha Kilo from Clemson. Is that correct?
Where is Clemson?
Just a lot of static in there. So let's try it one more time. What I have is November 4, Alpha, Kilo, and that your location is Clemson.
Okay, this is November 4, Alpha, Kilo, and we're in a community called Sunset, South Carolina. Sunset, over.
A little better that time. Sunset. Sunset, South Carolina. Sounds like a great spot. Thank you for checking in tonight. I appreciate it. Hope you're having a good evening out your direction. Is there anyone else that would like to check in tonight? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. The KN4HTP Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to invite my friend Harry, KC4EZN, if you're still listening in. How's the weather out at your house tonight?
4HTP, KC4EZN. John's still listening. Help. And the weather here is walking on the edge of fantastic. I had to go out earlier tonight. I still have not managed to get up on my roof and put my 10-meter antenna back up, so the antenna I'm working here is, there's something magic about between my house and your repeater. I can get into your repeater with 5 watts relatively easily, although I'm running 10 watts right now. And to get into our Westcar's repeater up here, which is only 6 miles away, right now, with this particular antenna, is basically impossible. And that's running 50 watts. I think there's some problems with that repeater. Other people can get in with full quieting, and I can't quite see it because there's a mountain ridge between me and the repeater, but I've looked on Google Earth and measured it 6.58 miles. 50 watts doesn't cut it. But anyway, I think when I get back up on the roof and get that antenna back up about 30 feet higher, we'll be back in business. But anyway, weather here's fine. Still got my big tree laying in the side yard, and it's not a particularly high priority, because it's not really, it's an eyesore, is the best I can say about it. But the other things that came down on the house, we've got cleaned up. Still got a few things I got to take care of, but they are not emergencies. Don't know if Walt's still listening, but if he's approaching getting his eyes done, I have finished all of that with mine, and I am absolutely and totally amazed at the difference in what I can see. Last time you were running the net, we talked about going down to Charleston. I drove down there and back without having to use glasses, and I still have a little bit of astigmatism, but and I've got new glasses ordered, but did not get a headache or any evidence of eye strain driving that, I don't know, 4.5 to 5 hours or so, but anyway, I think Walt's going to be really surprised at what he has been missing when he gets all this done. I'm just real pleased with the way that turned out, and had a little experience today. Had 2 crowns replaced. They were over 20 years old and needed to be replaced. The seal between the crown and the piece of the tooth was beginning to leak, and that's not a good thing. And what they replaced it with was zirconia. And I asked the dentist, I says, we have to take these things out. Can I take them to a jeweler and have them cleaned up and
mounted? He says, well, probably. He says, it's kind of the same stuff. But instead of making three visits and filling your mouth full of wax, which they did a long time ago when I first had my first crown, I went in and 3 hours later I left and had two brand new crowns. Now, a little bit of difference in the price between today and 50 years ago, but a lot more convenient. And, we'll bounce it back in your court, Wendy. K4HTP, KC4ECN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. I'll tell you, I agree with you on the eyes. I had cataract surgery a few years ago. I was earlier than most, as I found as I sat in the waiting rooms at the doctor's office. but I don't advocate waiting. It's like a miracle. So having your eyes done is a good thing. There was anxiety over it, but it's just amazing, absolutely amazing. I'm glad to hear that you got the damage to the house under, well in hand from the tree and the antenna. It's interesting too that a repeater that's 6 miles away is harder to hit than this repeater. But I'm glad that it's this magical ability to reach this at repeater, because I love having you check in on the net and hanging around for rag juice, so that's pretty cool. Let's see, I went to Fall for Greenville. I just went to see the horses. Although I'll tell you, all the food smelled really good, and we heard different bands as we walked, because Mark went with me, and we ended up parking clear at one end and then found out that the horses were clear at the other end. But the parking was a major hassle, I have to say. But walking was not a hassle, so that was fine. So we walked, there was a lot of people on the main street, but on the next street over it wasn't too bad. So we walked up and walked from the lower end up. Main Street's kind of a hill in my mind. I don't know if it really is, but anyway, the Clydesdales were there. They are massive. I don't think I've ever seen them in person before, which is why I wanted to go and see them, because they were just hanging out there on West McBee Street. They had a nice tent with chandeliers. I don't know why that's a special thing to have for the Clydesdales, but there were chandeliers strung up in the tent. And they are, my husband is pretty tall, but he the horse's shoulders were taller than he was. So I could probably walk under the horse and not duck. Well, that's an exaggeration. I am a little taller than that, but under the horse's belly. But they were massive. But they were beautiful. They each had their own stall, and they had a bag of hay that they each were working on, and I watched them for quite a while as we were waiting in line to get in to see them up closer. But they had bars, so I didn't get good photographs. The bars on their stalls. It would have been nice if they had a little more opening, so for good photographs. But they were very interesting to see. They're very beautiful animals. And I learned that they drink 30 gallons of water a day and have 50 pounds of food and a few other details that were kind of interesting to me. The ones that get to pull the wagon for the special events have to have, four white socks, a white blaze on the face, and a black mane and a black tail, and have to be 3 years old or older. Just all these interesting little facts about them, but I just found them fascinating to watch.
4HTP, KC4EZN, and yeah, I have seen, and I don't remember when it was, but those, and I think it was the Budweiser wagon, the Clydesdale pulling that thing, and I can remember as a kid, the people that lived across the road from my grandparents at the time had a farm, and the gentlemen that live there would plow his neighbor's gardens in the spring and the fall, and he used a mule, and it was kind of fascinating to watch him. And you know, and again, he's walking behind the plow. Oh, how fast they worked, and watching him gee and haul, and it took me a long time to understand that that was right and left. I don't remember which one was which now, but and that mule was big. That mule would fit inside one of those Clydesdales with a whole lot of extra room. Oh, but like I say, those animals were just massive, and they were absolutely just beautiful. And to watch them pull that wagon and make it look like it really didn't weigh anything, and I'm pretty sure that that wagon was probably an original, made out of heavy wood and stuff. But anyway, I think up here we're doing about as well as we are. Got things as under control as they're going to be. Got most of the doctor visits out of the way. Got the booster shot. I haven't grown another extra arm or an extra ear or anything like that, like some people thought. So, and I'm still being somewhat careful. I still think that staying away from large crowds of people is not a bad thing to do today, although I'm a little more adventuresome now than I used to be. And if it's outdoors, I don't worry a whole lot about it. But I did know Sunday afternoon, the church where the scout troop I work with meets sells pumpkins, and we had I don't know how many thousand pounds of pumpkins they got, somewhere in the vicinity of 20,000 to 30,000 pounds. It was a 53-foot trailer, about three quarters full. And I guess there were, I don't know, a bunch of the church members and the local high school band all came and helped. There's probably about 30 people, everybody wearing a mask, carrying pumpkins out of that trailer. So I've kind of figured that we were all being as careful as we could, and somehow or another we didn't have any problem getting all that work done, even wearing a mask. And I won't tell you that it was convenient, but did not have a whole lot of problem with those people doing that, and actually had a little bit of fun with some of them. After we figured out who we were, we actually knew each other once we, you know, we pulled the mask down and let you see the whole face. But anyway, it all works, and just sort of being a little bit careful and cautious, but not, you know, hiding under a rock or anything like that. I'm not real sure that's the way to go anymore either, but I think everything's working pretty good. We'll bounce it back to you, Wendy. I think Chad's out there, got something to say, and I hope he's enjoying his deer camp. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Thanks for sticking around for some rag chew. Fun to picture all those pounds of pumpkins. I'm glad that you were there to help and that it was a good experience. Yeah, it's pretty interesting that something as simple as wearing a mask can protect other people's health. And it's a pretty simple thing to do, so I'm grateful that it's that easy to protect others. At this time, as the net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to give an opportunity for anyone listening in who hasn't checked in yet to go ahead and check in. If I've missed anyone who'd like to comment or check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
So, check in and out. Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC. This is David in Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
K4ROW, Richard Grable. No traffic, no round table.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome David, checking in from Whitmire. You have a great signal tonight. KC4YLC.
I'd also like to welcome Richard checking in from Greenville, K4ROW. Thank you for joining us tonight, Richard. Is there anyone else that I've missed for comments or for check-ins at this time? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.